Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Phillies and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Chick Fuller, is. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick Bartel. Batting third. The right fielder, Chuck Klein. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Don Hurst. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Wes Skolmerich. Batting sixth. The catcher, Spud Davis. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jack Warner. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jim McLeod. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Cy Moore. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Cy Moore. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Mark Koenig. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Hermann. Batting third. The left fielder, Keke Kyler. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Babe Hermann. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Frank Demery. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Charlie Root. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Charlie Root. And now, play ball. Chick Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller hits a fly ball into right field. Hermann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel takes first base on ball four. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein hits a fly ball into center field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Hurst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurst hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bartel moves to third. Wes Skolmerich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skolmerich hits a line drive into center field. Demery picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Demery. Bartel scores. Hurst moves to third. It's 1-0, Phillies. Spud Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Koenig fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig hits a line drive into right field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards third. McLeod fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner hits a fly ball into right field. Hermann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim McLeod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLeod is called out on strikes. Two outs. Cy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chick Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0 for 1 in the game. Fuller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Koenig fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Babe Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a fly ball into left field. Skolmerick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards third. McLeod fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a line drive into center field. Fuller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bartel hits a fly ball into center field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0-for-1 in the game. Klein takes first base on ball 4. Don Hurst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurst is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hurst hits a pop-up towards short. Gerges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wes Skolmerick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Klein. The throw from Hartnett and he is out, Gerges applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a pop-up towards short. Bartel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root strikes out. Two outs. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0-for-1 in the game. Koenig hits a fly ball into center field. Fuller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Wes Skolmerick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skolmerick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Skolmerick strikes out. One out. Spud Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 0-for-1 in the game. Warner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering. Root drops the ball. Davis moves to second. Jim McLeod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLeod is 0-for-1 in the game. McLeod hits a pop-up towards short. Gerges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a fly ball into left field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-1 in the game. Hermann hits a fly ball into center field. Fuller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0-for-1 in the game. Kyler hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Phillies, 1, Cubs, 1. Babe Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-1 in the game. Hermann is called out on strikes. Two outs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0-for-1 in the game. Demery strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Chick Foles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foles is 0 for 2 in the game. Foles is called out on strikes. One out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Koenig fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Kline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kline is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kline hits a fly ball into right field. Herman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0 for 1 in the game. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moore can't make a play. That's a base hit. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0 for 1 in the game. Gerges hits a pop-up towards short. Bartel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root is 0 for 1 in the game. Root hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Don Hurst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurst is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hurst hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wes Skolmerich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skolmerich is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Skolmerich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Spud Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Skolmerich moves to second. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 0 for 2 in the game. Warner is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim McLeod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLeod is 0 for 2 in the game. McLeod strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0 for 2 in the game. Koenig takes first base on ball 4. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Koenig. The throw from Davis and he is safe. Koenig steals second. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 2 in the game. Herman strikes out. One out. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards third. McLeod fields it and throws to first for the out. Koenig moves to third. Two outs. Babe Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 2 in the game. Herman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Koenig scores. It's 2-1, Cubs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Herman. The throw from Davis and he is out, Warner applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Cy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Root fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chick Fulas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fulas is 0-for-3 in the game. Fulas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fulas. The throw from Hartnett and he is out, Herman applying the tag. Two outs. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bartel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Klein takes first base on ball 4. Bartel moves to second. Don Hurst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurst is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hurst is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0-for-2 in the game. Demery bunts towards third. McLeod fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Grimm hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-2 in the game. Gerges hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Grimm moves to second. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root is 0-for-2 in the game. Root strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2. And the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Wes Skolmerich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skolmerich is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Skolmerich hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Root can't make a play. That's a base hit. Spud Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Root fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 0-for-3 in the game. Warner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Todd now catching. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Koenig hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-3 in the game. Herman bunts towards third. McLeod fields it and throws to first for the out. Koenig moves to second. One out. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kyler hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Skolmerich. Kyler reaches second base with a double. Koenig scores. It's 3-1, Cubs. Babe Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. he's got one RBI. Hermann hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Foles. Hermann reaches second base with a double. Kyler scores. It's 4-1, Cubs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0-for-3 in the game. Demery hits a fly ball into right field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hermann moves to third. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hartnett hits a fly ball into center field. Foles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Harry McCurdy pinch hits for Jim McLeod. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gus Dugas pinch hits for Cy Moore. Gus Dugas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugas hits a fly ball into center field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chick Foles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foles is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Foles hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. McCurdy moves to second. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bartel strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hermann scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 4, and Philadelphia Phillies, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.